South Florida flooding. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The weather system that drenched the Sunshine State is gaining strength in the Atlantic Ocean.
Parts of Florida are dealing with heavy winds and rain from a storm system that will be named Alex once it reaches tropical storm status. A number of Miami streets have flooded. The National Hurricane Center says the storm should move in a northeasterly direction most of the night. It's currently 145 miles east northeast of Fort Pierce, Florida, with maximum sustained winds near 45 miles an hour. It is expected to be north of Bermuda by Monday.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A retired Wisconsin judge was found zip-tied to a chair and shot to death in his home. Police say Juneau County Judge John Romer was targeted by a man who once appeared in his courtroom. The alleged gunman is said to have had a hit list that includes Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Biden administration is appealing a court decision keeping Title 42, a pandemic precaution to slow the spread of COVID-19, in place. Meanwhile, migrants continue to cross the southern border at record-breaking numbers.
The brutal heat hit triple digits today, but that's not slowing the migrant surge. We had an opportunity exclusively to go into a migrant shelter in Reynosa, Mexico, just across the river from me. In this migrant shelter, there were more than 1,500 migrants in a space built for 1,200. The director there, Pastor Hector Silva, says there's more than 5,000, mostly Haitians, out in the streets in the city.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in the Texas Rio Grande Valley. A baby formula plant that was forced to close is back in production.
Abbott Labs restarted production at its Michigan facility. It plans to work on specialty formulas, which it hopes to ship around June 20th.
Fox's John Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. jobs picture is looking pretty good for now, but will it stay that way?
The Labor Department's May jobs report showed 390,000 jobs added, and the unemployment rate stayed steady at 3.6%. That number better than what economists were expecting, but President Biden tried to tamp down future expectations.
We aren't likely to see the kind of blockbuster job reports month after month like we had over this past year, but that's a good thing. That's a sign of a healthy economy with steady growth.
Just about every sector, hospitality, transportation, and construction saw jobs added. The one area that shrank, retail, which plunged by about 61,000 jobs. Jill Nato, Fox News.
South Korea's military says North Korea test-fired at least 8 unidentified ballistic missiles toward the sea. It's the latest in a streak of weapons demonstrations this year that U.S. and South Korean officials fear could result in a nuclear test explosion. The original Gerber baby has died.
Ann Turner Cook died in her home in St. Petersburg, Florida, Friday at the age of 95. Cook was just 5 months old when her image became Gerber's trademark in 1931, after a neighbor sent Gerber a charcoal sketch that she had drawn of Cook. The iconic image has been used in all of their packaging and advertising ever since. As an adult, Cook became a mystery novelist and an English teacher, as well as a wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The MTV Movie and TV Awards are back Sunday. Spider-Man No Way Home has the most nominations with 7, while HBO's Euphoria has 6 nominations. Jack Black will receive the Comic Genius honor. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.